Thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. What about yourself?
I'm doing all right, sweetheart. I am. I have someone here that needs a place. She didn't know anything about this program, but someone else had told me. So I'm going to let her give you her information. I think she's staying in a camper, and it's really, really cold. And, you know, I just told her, let me call the Arch. Or maybe you all can assist us from here.
Okay, but this is her first time.
This is her first time calling. Yes, ma'am, it is.
All right, ma'am.
Okay, here she goes, sweetheart.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name with the spelling?
Jayla Retief, Retief.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Jayla.
Why are you talking like this?
Ooh.
Just tell
us,
Jayla.
Jayla.
And your last name?
My last name's Retief.
You're like you scared to talk.
Okay, spell your first and last name for me, ma'am.
Jayla. My last name's R as in rabbit, Retif.
Retif?
Yes, ma'am.
How you pronounce your last name, ma'am?
Retief.
All right. And what's the best telephone number for you?
334-733-8192.
Do you have email address?
Yes. But my phone's not on right now.
Bridget and Kid at gmail.com.
And your social security number, ma'am?
437-258820.
Are you a veteran or military dependent?
No, ma'am.
Your date of birth?
3/28/1968.
I'm sorry, 03/28/1968?
Yes, ma'am.
You're a female, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
African American?
No.
Okay, what is your primary race, ma'am?
Caucasian. White.
Your zip code?
36360.
36360?
Yes.
And what city do you live in?
Ozark.
What's that county, ma'am?
Dale County.
And what was your last permanent or current address?
29.
You can use the lady's address that you're speaking with,
okay,
if you like, or your current address.
1010 Harris Road.
Apartment
68. 1010 Harris Road, apartment 68.
Ozark,
Alabama. 36360.
Why are you freezing up? You okay?
And what was that apartment number?
68.
Okay, ma'am, you don't have to be nervous.
She is. Somebody was telling her about this program, but they kept giving her a fake number.
Yeah.
And so she asked me, how are these people getting a place to live with us at this hotel? So I told her, I said, it's the art program, it's happening because of getting cold and they're living right here on the street. And when I called, she said, see, now why couldn't they have given me that right number?
Okay, have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
Yeah.
Have you received an eviction notice during the moratorium in place, ma'am?
Have I received an eviction notice on what?
When a eviction moratorium was in place, ma'am.
Yeah.
Have you experienced a housing crisis due to COVID-19?
Yes.
Are you head of household?
Yes.
How many adults are with you?
Just me.
How many children?
My children are grown, just me.
Have you had your COVID vaccine, ma'am?
No, I have not.
Do you have a documented disability?
Do I have a documented disability? Yes.
Correct. Okay. And what is your monthly income?
You don't have a documented disability.
All right.
It's
okay.
No, I did not get a check.
It's okay.
I need about four of them.
And what is your monthly income?
I'll be scrapping metal and stuff, whatever I can right now. So
okay,
I
said, that someone was giving you the wrong number at first?
Yes. For 3 weeks, I've been calling that number every day.
And what did the number say when you called it?
No, it was I don't have my phone right now because I can't find it because I've been scrapping today. I don't know where it's at. But it's a recording of Save a House, something. And I just get a recording. And I keep leaving my name and saying, you know, I need some help. I've been staying in my van. It's getting cold. And I've been calling every day, twice, sometimes two or three times. And I have not gotten nobody to answer me. I was telling her that. I'm like, how are they up in the motel? And she gave me the number, you know? So she gave me the wrong number, intentionally. Because I know she didn't call it, because she's in the motel. Yeah. And saying, I'll help you any way I can. Well, I'm freezing my butt off in the van.
Well, I do apologize, ma'am. Your information has been submitted into the system. Someone will reach out to you in the next couple of days. Just be ready for the call, ma'am, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.